Ahmed Fahua has shocked everyone by resigning as chief executive of Australia Post. It comes after Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull asked the board to review his pay. $5.6 million last year for Ahmed Fahua. Announcing his retirement, he took a swipe at One Nation leader Pauline Hanson, saying Australia Post is a little bit more complicated than running a fish and chip shop. Earlier this month, it took a Senate committee to convince the board of Australia Post to reveal how much money the CEO took home last year. And the chair of that Senate committee is Senator James Patterson from the Liberal Party. Senator, good afternoon.
Great to be with you, Ben.
I know you probably weren't intending to get your man to this degree, but you've got your man, all right.
No, that certainly wasn't what I set out to do. All I set out to do was make sure that there was transparency and accountability with Australia Post decision-making. I think that it's resulted in this is not necessarily going to be the outcome, but it is the outcome, clearly.
Once we knew how much this bloke was taking home, I mean, the pressure was then well and truly on, but it makes you think, if we didn't know, if we didn't find out, if you hadn't have been persistent, we may never have known he may still be in the job this afternoon.
Well, that's a fair point, Ben. I guess I should say, though, that he has been in the role for 7 years, which is a fair stint, and he might have been looking at coming to the end of that time in office anyway, and might have been looking to move on at some point. But I think he's admitted in the press conference this afternoon that he held to announce the decision that this discussion was certainly a factor.
Why didn't Malcolm Turnbull do something about Ahmed Fahua's extraordinary pay packet when he was the communications minister?
Well, if you were concerned about that, it's certainly been done now. In the last half an hour, the Communications Minister and Finance Minister have announced that the Remuneration Tribunal, which is the body that sets pay for senior public servants and politicians, will now set the pay band for the Australia Post CEO as well. So the government's taken complete control of it now that we've had these revelations that it is so extraordinary.
All right, just spitballing, hypothetically speaking, what would be a fair salary for the boss of Australia Post?
I wouldn't even attempt to try to do that, Ben. That's not my expertise at all. This is going to be something that will be done in conjunction with the Remuneration Tribunal, who are literally experts in setting pay, and the Australia Post Board, and I'm happy to trust their judgment.
Good to talk to you, Senator. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Liberal Senator James Patterson, who pushed for that salary to be made public, which has led to the news today that Ahmed Fahua has resigned as Chief Executive of Australia Post.